This is chapter 6, purchase and storage of hotel equipments. What are the objectives? First of all, you have to understand that hotel equipments are items which are of heavy nature, which are very expensive. So the utmost care has to be taken when you order these items and how you use these items. The objective is necessity for centralized purchasing of hotel equipments. So the purchasing has to be centralized. Why it has to be centralized? Because these are very high equipment items, very expensive, and you have to get a cost advantage when you buy in a bulk quantities. The classification of hotel equipment will be shown, purchasing objectives, scrapping and disposing hotel equipment. So this is the basic objectives when you order an item, how it has to be used, where it has to be used, and if these items are not being used, it gets spoiled, then how it has to be scrapped. So the purchase of hotel equipment is a very specialized activity. Why do we say it's very specialized activity? Because you have to have a proper specification for this. For example, if you're buying a deep freezer has required particular temperature, and it has a required proper item. Consuming storage of these items is very important. The less equipment is purchased from approved revenue budget. This ensures the best value for money spent. So any kind of hotel equipment which is purchased, which can be categorized in different categories, right from in terms of value, in terms of usage, in terms of the department which is indenting these items. We can classify this hotel equipment as food production equipment, food service hotel equipment, housekeeping equipment, equipment for offices. If you understand from this, there are all the equipment which is being ordered to be used by different departments. But each department will have its own purpose, will have its own use, depending on the item which has been purchased. A housekeeping will have a different requisition. A kitchen will have small requisition, not like a housekeeping. But if you talk about administration, you talk about revenue department, you talk about other departments, they will have, each and every department will have a different product as per the requisition. These are different types of equipment being purchased. Requisition varies according to the activities carried out in a particular area of work. The factors that are important for selection of equipment are to be very carefully planned. Why do we say that it has to be very carefully planned? Because these are heavy equipments. This will gonna cost you a little expensive than a regular item which is being purchased on a daily basis. This product will have a very different specification. This item could be customized. This item could be an imported items, and this has to be very carefully handled, especially in terms of freezers, in terms of chillers, in terms of blast freezers. These are different kind of items which it has to be properly and manned and controlled, and even the team which is handling this product has to be well properly trained. The food production equipment can be classified as such. For example, in the kitchen equipment, it can be an electrical item, it could be an electronic item. The electronic equipment could be a thermostat driven. For example, it is your chiller room where it has to be stored in a temperature of around 0 to 5 degrees, or there could be a blast freezer which will bring a product quality or temperature has to maintain. Then there could be a large equipment, there could be a medium purchases and a small purchases. What are different kind of production equipment? For example, we'll say a measuring. Now all this comes, which is very measuring items. For example, it could be a scale, it could be spoon, cup, ladles. These items are also called as an equipment item, but these are not too expensive. These are being, can be purchased, hasn't been required, depends on the requisition from the chef. For example, the knife, hasn't been the knife are required. A knife life could be around 2 months, 3 months, again it has to be sharpened. Then there is storage equipment. Storage equipment could be a walk-in coolers, a deep freezer, a refrigerator, ice trays. These items are very expensive, especially the walk-in coolers or the deep freezers. Deep freezers are to be taken from a particular vendor after doing a right comparative in terms of costing, in terms of specifications. Then there could be a processing, there could be a small mixers, cutters, processors, slicers. So overall, if you see, understand from the equipment which is required, each item as per the requisition changes, but as per the value of the item is different. So utmost care has to be taken when you order these items, and for whom are you ordering, which department are you ordering, and the person who is going to handle these particular products. The food production equipment which is required, one is for cooking, handling and storing, pots and pans, knife and tools, dishwashing. So now if you see from these items what we are buying, these are not too expensive items, but it's a very important item also. For example, if a knife, if you don't buy a good quality knife, the knife may be have to sharpen again and again. Same thing of handling and storing of items. Pots and pans, if you're ordering a pot, are you buying of a stainless steel? Again, when you're buying of stainless steel, which is 304 quality or which is 202 quality. Even if you're buying off aluminium, what is the aluminium you're buying, aluminium woke you're buying, how you're going to use the aluminium woke. So this small important information has to be come from the chef. So whenever such kind of ordering has to be done, it's very important that you have the right person with you who understands these products and as per the specifications needs to be ordered. For example, if you want to order a dim sum basket which is of wood, so whether you require of 8 inch, you require of 6 inch or 7 inches. When you're buying a dishwash machine, what is the dishwash machine, which company are you buying from? The most important is to understand after buying such expensive item, is there a sales service for that? Food service equipment could also include furniture, heating and cooling, cutlery, crockery and other equipments. These are other equipment which is required at the restaurant level. Furniture, what are you buying from? Are you buying a good quality of furniture? Is this furniture to be polished again and again? Because that's a recurring cost and how it has to be polished. If it's an heating and cooling element, what is are you going to store? For example, there is a GN pan. A GN pan is a product where you store all those items for giving it to the guest. Cutlery and crockery. Cutlery, how you're buying, how often you're buying the cutlery and what quality of cutlery you're buying in. Especially in the case of a restaurant, the all-purpose spoon, all-purpose knife is what we use mostly. But then there are other forks which is being used also. Crockery, what kind of crockery are you buying? Are you buying the bone china? Are you buying the porcelain? Are you buying any other quality of material which is required? Other equipment could also be involved in terms of kitchen which you are using for daily operation purposes. Housekeeping equipment, horticulture equipment and tools. These are the items which is used by the different departments in the hotel. Laundry equipment could involve a lot of machines which you have to wash clothes and all. So what kind of machines are you buying in? Is it manual machine or is it electronically operated? Linen room equipment, whatever linens which come from the different rooms are to be washed properly, how it has to be washed, whether it is being done properly. Floor equipment is basically to clean the floor of the hotels so that it has to maintain as per the standards of the organization. Cleaning equipment could be a dishwash machine where you have to wash all the vessels on a day regular basis. So what type of chemicals are going to be used for the machines? What is the life of these machines? Equipment for admin offices could include office tables, chairs, cabinets and cupboards. It could be computers, copiers, scanners, paper shredders, fax machine. It's very important to understand what kind of machines we are buying. Are you buying, for example, if it's computers, what is the specification which is required and how long is going to be used? In these cases, you have to be very cautious and understand whether this product, whatever you're buying it, are you going to use for longer run or longer course of time. Because if you buy a computer which is an old data computer, again, you'll have to buy a new one. So you have to ensure that you are buying a product which is in the market, which is as per the requirement. Tables, chairs for offices, how often is going to require, what is the wear and tear of that particular product, who is going to do a sales product for this product once you buy in, because as you know, chairs start getting deteriorating after a few months or few years. So you have to ensure that these products are of a good quality, good nature, and you have got a warranty for these products. You can see the images of the microwave, the commercial microwave what we have, or microwave which is going to be used. So what is the temperature which is going to use? Are you going to use particular product only for defrosting of product or just for heating of a product? Or are you going to buy a combi oven? Combi oven is a one which helps you to understand and do a lot of other aspects apart from microwave. So you have to ensure that, because combi oven will cost you, is very expensive, a microwave is much cheaper. So you have to understand the requisition or the department usage, what is required for. Based on that, you have to order the products. For housekeeping, what are you going to order? You're going to order a cart. So now the important thing is, how is this cart going to be organized? Is it going to do only for your room services, or are you going to use it for any other purpose also? Selection of hotel equipment. In hospitality, this is a very specialized function, as we said before also, because this involves cost of materials, this involves how you use the materials, or this involves the weight in that, the expiry of the product or the warranty of the product which you're going to buy in this. So equipment have to be designed according to your requirement and space. It's quite possible that there are products which is available in the market, but because of the space indication, you may require to customize the product. Customization means you'll have to do a proper size and specification of your product. You'll have to give an external order for the products. Some equipment may be required by the more than one department. So if you find there is a particular department which is being product which is required by many departments, you can order one product instead of ordering multiple of that. Or if you want a particular product which is required by all the departments, so you get a bulk purchases. So when you get a bulk purchase, you can order at a better rate. The amount of investment is often very large, but sanctions are required. These equipment of hotel are sometimes very expensive. For example, if you're buying a combi oven which does all the job in the kitchen, which will be costing of approximately 5 to 6 lakh rupees. So when such an expensive item is that you require a budget approval for that. Based on a budget approval, we see what is the cost coming of this product, how many years you are going to use this product. So that's very important to get an approval on the budget of these items. Important factors for purchase of hotel equipment: this type of establishment, the number of restaurants, usage and utility of design. As we said, whatever, if we want to buy a computer for our organization, you have to ensure and understand what is the number of computer which you buy. Do you require a single computer or do you require multiple computers? So when you get multiple computers, how long is going to be used? What is the product shelf life of the product? So it's very important to ensure and understand that what products are required, for which restaurants are required, what are the number of quantity which is required, what are the specifications of this product which is required, and the design. Sometimes every restaurant will have a different design of its own. The same crockery which is used by one department may not be used by any other department also. So in a hospital, in a hotel, or in a regular retail industry, you have to ensure and understand that the product which you are buying is common or it's very unique for a particular restaurant. The frequency of use of the product, the rate, each installation of maintenance and operation, and safety. Any product of hotel equipment which you are buying, hospitality equipment, is very important to understand how often you are going to use this product. So budget approval is based on that particular product, how many times you are going to use, and then what rate you are going to buy. This being very expensive item, this being a capex item, you have to ensure that these items are being purchased at the right price. Right after purchasing the product, this has to be installation of the product is required, and maintenance is also very important, and operation. And the most important factor to understand is the safety. So when you buy a very big hotel equipment, you have to ensure understand this is as per your specification. For the installation and for the maintenance, a proper training is being given to the staff so that it's not hazardous or dangerous to use this equipment in the case of some unseen event happens. For that, you require a proper standard operating procedures. So once you have this item which is purchased and stored properly, you require a standard operating procedures which shows each of the person who is handling this, what has to be handled, how it has to be handled, so that the product doesn't get spoiled and lead to an overall expenses. The item which you are buying also has to be quite economical, easy for cleaning, attractive, and the source of supplies. Many times we buy the product seeing that it's a good product, but if the product is being purchased and if you're not able to handle it properly, if you don't know how to use the product or what is the purpose of buying such an expensive product, it may go to loss. So you have to be very cautious when you're buying. The product has to be very economical. The product has to be easy to clean. It has to be attractive, and the source of supply. The source of supply is very important, because if you're buying it from a particular indigenous countries or you're buying from the import. If it's an import item, you have to ensure, understand that the product shelf life of that, the warranty of that, how we are going to use the product. And if there is any breakdown, who is going to come and check the product. Equipment stores is under direct supervision of a stores controller and similar senior management, as costly materials are involved. Receiving large and small equipment, proper storage records have to be maintained. So these items, when you purchase these items, this is very important that these items are being negotiated properly, because these are very equipment, heavily expensive items. These items has to be handled by very professional people or very particular people who know the product, who have been trained to use this product, because these are large and equipments. All the item which is purchased, all the required documents also has to be maintained for this product. Because if you don't maintain this product or they mention a proper document for this product, tomorrow if there is any kind of a sales service lapse, how do you track the products? So it's very important that after purchasing this product, a required document is being given to the purchase department, and proper is being informed to the maintenance team that this is the product, how it's going to be used, what is the shelf life of this product, how many years you're going to use of this product. Installation and operation also plays very important of the product. So whenever you purchase any equipment for this product, you require a specialized team who comes to store the product. They will come, they install the product, and they will teach you the operation of the product. After teaching the operation of the product, it's always good to have a standard operating procedure for this product, so that somebody else comes in, he knows how to operate this product. After receiving this product, a proper GR industry pass, which is a goods receipt note, which shows the acknowledgement of the product received. And you have to keep a track record of this product. When it was purchased, what is the shelf life of the product, what is the warranty of the product, how this product has to be handled. And in the case, if the products are not working, who is going to teach us how to handle this product? And there should be a proper number, an emergency number, when you are handling this product and if the product is not working. Receiving a small equipment is very important so that it's stored properly in the proper store conditions and is issued as and when required. Receiving of small equipments always ensure, like if you talk about the kitchen equipment, maybe it could be a knife, it could be a small microwave, or it could be a small weighing scale. How items are required? If it's a bulk item, how many quantities you have purchased? If the items are being received, who is checking for the damage of the products? It's very important that whenever you receive such product, each and every product is checked, monitored, used to ensure that there is no damage of the product. And in case the products are received but is in a damaged condition, it has to be rejected immediately. And when you do a rejection of the product, they ensure that the terms and conditions are being followed. The proper condition in which the product has been received is boxed properly, is bags properly. Storage also plays a very important role. When these items are being received, it has to be stored properly in a proper environment conditions. There are certain things which has to be understood. For example, if there is a weighing scale which is received, it has to be stored properly and away from the ground, so that there is a proper electrical equipment available for that, so that the right temperature is being stored. Issuing this item is also very important. When you issue these items to the store, to the kitchen, a kitchen requisition is required for that, and ensure that the same is being handled properly over there. Saying that these are very small equipment, but these are very expensive items, so every single step has to be taken that products have been received as per our specifications. It is issued to the department as per the requisition. Storage and issue of the hotel equipment to the user department is also very important, because there has to be a stock mentioned for each of the product which is being issued. In some hotels, such issues are allowed only once in a week or predetermined days like Wednesdays. Other days, equipment stores remain closed and staff are deployed on other duties. So whenever these items are being handled, it's very important that what is the process of doing this. There has to be a standard operating procedure. For example, if it's crockery or it is a glassware or it's the kitchen equipment, you need to ensure that it's issued only once in quarter or once in a half yearly. But in the case of knife and all, you can issue it every month to ensure, understand that these products are being used properly. But the most important thing is that the store which handles the particular department is controlled and tightened up, because these are very expensive items and we cannot issue these items on a daily basis how we do for the perishable items. Out of service furniture and equipment, what happens certain course of time, this equipment which are being used against redundant. For example, if it's a furniture requires a polishing. So it's very important that a refurbishing is to be done for all these products. Putting back into item the unserviceable items. If there is any item which is being used, for example, if there is a capex item, if there is a microwave which is being used but now it's not working. So how do we service these items? So you should have a proper track record of this, a maintenance record of this, so that at any point of time this product is not working, you can immediately contact the person and get repaired on the urgent basis. You also have to evaluate when any product is not working, whether it is to be repaired or not to be repaired. If engineering or supply is unable to repair equipment, it is to be scrapped. There could be a situation where you have purchased and you will use the item for around 10 to 15 years. And now the product has become redundant, it's not able to use, or if you want to reuse the product, there is a cost which is involved, which is more than the cost of the product. So in this case, it's also important to scrap the products. Storage and disposable scrap. There are certain company policies which is being followed by every organization. So they first have the shelf life of the product. After depreciating the product and they find the product is cannot be used more, in this case you'll have to do a storage and disposal of the scrap. The disposal again has to be done in the right condition or the standard operating procedure of the organization. So what are the causes of scrap items? Surplus stock caused by purchase in excess of requirements. Product design is changed and equipment obsolete. Introduction of multinational functions. Equipment gets old or non-operational. New generation equipment has rendered existing equipment economic to operate. So there could be a product which is being used for a long time now. It's more than 10 years and now the new technologies come in which is more better and efficient than the existing. In such cases, we may scrap the product. It also may happen that you have bought a product but now it's because of maintenance issue it's not working and the cost of maintaining the product is very expensive. It also could be that the product which is being bought has been used rigorously and now it's not operational. So in such cases, some items may be scrapped, but you have to ensure, understand that whatever items are being scrapped, there is a value of the scrap. The scrap needs to be ascertained, checked with the departments, and then the items has to be scrapped. How does the scrap occur? Scrap results are from wastages, spoilages, packaging materials, empty tins. These are different kind of scrap what we use, empty tins and bottles, for example, from the bar, from the restaurant or from the kitchen, which is being used and now being discarded, that needs to be scrapped. There could be packaging materials which is being used. There could be equipment which is not being in usable conditions and it's called spoiler, something like this. Or there could be non-returnable containers like bags, drums, carboys, etc. So there are many reasons where the scrap comes in, and it's a regular process in every hotel or the hospitality industry which happens. There could be linen which is being used. Now the linen has become spoiled, it has become drained, it's become soiled, so you have to discard this. But anything which has to be discarded, there is a proper record which has to be maintained. Such scrap is stored in the back of a scrap yard. There, whatever item gets scrapped, you need to ensure and understand that it has to be stored properly in a particular place. This particular place could be a designated place in the restaurant or in the particular office where it is to be stored. Scrap will fetch you some amount of money, maybe not the entire amount of money. But most important thing is, because being an item of the inventory, you have to keep a record of this. You just cannot scrap any item. So you have to, before scrapping any item, you have to inform the user department that particular item is not being used. Since the item is not being used, you have to take an inventory of that. After taking the inventory of that, you have to store it in a proper condition, and you have to call a particular scrap vendor after checking with the accounts team. Dispersal can be arranged through a different process. Okay, now this, there is an item which is required at the which is to be scrapped. Now scrap can be done through different multiple processes. It can be given to sale to employees. Now if there is a particular glass which you think is not being used because it become old fashioned now, in such case you can do a sale to the employees. You can employ, you can be called and saying, if there is a particular glass we need to give it to employees, you can quote a regular nominal price for which, and you can give a sale to employees. Or second process is inviting offers to advertisement. If there is a bulk item, if there is a voluminous item which needs to be scrapped, then you have to invite an application to a proper advertising process. Annual contract is also being made with scrap dealers. Some scrap dealers approach the organization if there is a heavy volume of items. These items can be scrapped to a proper process to a scrap dealer. Many hotels, after doing this scrap process, they generate certain amount of revenue. These revenues are probably used for the staff welfare processes. The most important objective to understand from this scrap process is that it is only a process to clear the items. The objective is not to make any revenue or make any profit of this, but whatever revenue or profit is being generated from this, it has to be used for the right manner. So it can be used for the staff purposes, it can also be used for buying some new products for the organization. Thank you.